This is the Sound of Small Business, brought to you by RBC Royal Bank. I'm JP Davidson, and these are the inspiring stories and hard-earned lessons of successful Canadian entrepreneurs. The RBC Small Biz Panel Series features business owners and experts sharing their experiences and providing advice to entrepreneurs across Canada. In this episode, we're looking at how business owners can grow their businesses online. We'll discuss the importance of social media, tips for finding new customers on Facebook, ways of building your mobile audience, and get our panel's best advice for selling online. Let's meet the panel. Leo Desautels, the owner and founder of OutdoorCovers.ca, Kathy Young Keefe, co-inventor of Envy, the anti-aging wellness pillow, and Doram Hadib, Vice President of New Media Sales at Web.com, a leading provider of internet services for small businesses. Now here's panel moderator and Vice President of Small Business at RBC, Sarah Adams.
Is social media important? Like, can you make a profit from it, or is that something you work towards?
It's got to be about the passion, not the profit, right? And that's what it is. Like, social media is just customer service. And if you don't have that, then you don't have a product. And the product has to be awesome, or the service has to be awesome. But the social media is that connection that, you know, they say something that happens all the time with me. I'm sure it happens with you too, yeah. Leo, yeah. That someone will type something onto Facebook, something negative. You got to be there to respond yeah. to it. Something positive, you're there to respond mm-hmm. to it.
Yeah. And it's informing your operation. It's informing your business and what you deliver. You're probably better off because of this engagement via
Absolutely.
Social media. That's what we tell our customers. If you do it and you commit to it and don't ignore it,
you need to be
responsive.
It has to be constant.
You'll be a better business for it.
You know, I believe that it's absolutely necessary nowadays to be part of social media. It extends your reach and you get to a lot more people that way.
So Leo and Kathy, I know both of you, when I go on your site, you've got links to Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, I think, Pinterest,
Google Plus. Yeah.
So how did you make those decisions in terms of which social media links you would make from your website?
You know, websites came out long before there was social media. The information is there at the website, but the social media is all about customer service and communication. To choose which one to do, I have two thoughts to that. First of all, in my demographic with, you know, anti-aging, definitely it's Facebook, which, you know, your kids aren't on anymore because
we older
people are on it now. So Facebook is a big one for us.
Yep.
Know your market, know your demographics. Yep. And Twitter, we dabble with as well, Instagram. But you can't do it all, right?
No.
And sometimes I think we can spread ourselves too thin with the social media. Rather than do them all a little bit well, we do one or two or three at the most,
yep.
as well as we can.
And know your customer and where they're active.
Exactly.
And that's to direct that decision. Mm-hmm.
Social media is a powerful way to connect with your customers, but it can help you find new ones too. Targeted ads are a constantly evolving tool for business owners.
We talk about Facebook and the customer service element, but it's got an incredible advertising engine, super targeted.
And Envy Pillow uses this all the time, and we're always boosting posts. We're not the store. We are selling it to the stores, so we're the distributor. So we like to draw attention to those stores. So we go on Facebook, we hook up with their Facebook page, and then we boost it for, you know, $5. And it goes out, and we geo-target it, and we put in some interest that those clients in that area would be interested in, and likes, and next thing you know, we're getting another pillow.
You're extended,
order.
Yeah.
Yep. We're working together, we're partnering, we're
supporting
helping them sell our product.
Yeah.
So it's a win-win.
And the one thing I'll quickly mention also is, I don't know if it's a trend, but it's just a growing capacity for the targeting capability of ads through social media platforms, specifically Facebook. Mm-hmm. It is incredible.
There's a lot to tap into.
And advice for small businesses listening, you know, that email list of your customer base, hold on to it, nurture it. You can take that email list and go into Facebook.
I know you can.
And you can upload a custom audience. You can upload a custom audience and you create what's called a lookalike campaign. And Facebook will go out and find
people,
customers that resemble the profile of yes. your current base, yeah. and they'll present that ad based on your targeting and the desired outcome that you want in terms of call to action. It'll further narrow that.
I know.
And it'll put that ad in front of people that look like your customer base already. Come on.
Beyond supporting existing customers and attracting new ones, businesses are looking to social media to build brand awareness and brand identity. Here's Kathy Young-Keefe.
I have a bit of a pet peeve about branding and logos and all that kind of stuff. And I have, you know, we have a brand, we have a logo, but the brand is only what the customer decides what you are. And so that's what you need to make sure you are there for them, like social media, like your website. It's what they decide you are. If you've got a lousy product or a lousy mm-hmm. content, that's your brand. That's what they see. The customer decides who you are. And the customer will decide, it won't remember your logo or what your brand is or what your mission statement. It'll remember your product or your service, and they'll remember how good you were. And that's what branding to me is.
I agree, and that's a really good point. I think somebody said to me one, you need to create something like Nike and all that. Says, I'll never be Nike. I mean, I don't have the kind of corporate money to do that kind of branding. It's about your name, your reputation,
exactly.
what you stand for.
Yeah.
And so to me, it was, okay, outdoor covers. Doesn't it say what it
is? That's what you do.
So that's my point, you know, yeah. Envy Pillow. You know, it's about saying what your product is about. To me, that's important.
Yeah.
Because I'm a small business.
Yeah.
Am I going to build a really big brand overnight? No. In yeah. many, many years, maybe. But it's some of the questions related around resources.
Yeah.
You only have so many resources. So make what you have make sense to yeah. the consumer. Mm-hmm. The name makes sense. Your product makes sense. What you're trying to convey makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In that case, invest your time in that, not in trying to create some fancy brand.
Entrepreneurs are constantly challenged to keep up with new developments in their industry, and online marketing is no different. So what does our panel see on the horizon?
We know there's lots of new avenues. There's Snapchat. There's so many new avenues and mediums to be able to communicate your message and tell your story. But what are the trends you're seeing?
I'll go back to the imagery. The imagery yeah. is important. And I think that places like Pinterest and Instagram, yes. you go, you see something you like, click on it to buy it.
Yeah.
It's going to that where it's going to be that quick, which means that you have to be tied into that technology to be able to move quickly. So yeah. I think that's a trend that's coming where people want instant satisfaction and you want to
be on their path.
You got to be on that path and understand what's around the corner. Other than that social media is always important. Okay, who's the biggest growing demographic for Facebook? It's actually the older generation, yes. not the, they're eschewing it because it's not cool anymore.
The average age is 40, 41.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. So it's going up. So what are the people who are the millennials, the 20 somethings, or even the teens now?
Yeah,
what are they reaching for? Yeah. Exactly, yeah. They have buying power. So what are they reaching for? And it sounds like, you know, Instagram, Pinterest seems to be very big, but you know, I'm not an industry expert in things like that, but that's kind of what I'm envisioning anyways. Yeah.
I agree. You need a responsive website that you can have on a little phone, on your little watch.
Everything has to be mobile.
Everything has to be mobile.
I think that's an important element.
Even if they're just searching on their mobile and ordering when they get home on their desktop.
It has to be mobile friendly.
So I'd echo that from the industry side. Responsive design is sort of the term that we use. So from go, think mobile for your website, posts elsewhere on social media, and even your advertising. Just know that it's going to be consumed more than half of the time, and it's only going to grow via mobile. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you, Google, you know, 2/3 of search is on Google, and the other internet, Facebook, quote unquote, you know, they know, you know, you talk about more than half of search is mobile, it's even more for social media.
Yeah.
So, you know, what was the traditional desktop view, people now are just simply consuming their Facebook and their newsfeed, and they're rarely stepping out of it. And Google recently, just last year, I don't want to use the word penalized, but it recognizes with a higher rating those websites that are mobile friendly.
Well, I was going to say, and that's the other element of it mm-hmm. that impacts. I mean, you may not be as high on the rating system.
Beyond taking advantage of mobile and harnessing the power of social media, what other advice does our panel have for growing a business and succeeding online? Here's Sarah Adams.
We wanted to ask each of you to share any top tricks or tips to selling online.
Well, number one to me is do your homework. Do research. understand where it is you're going, because there can be a lot of lost time and effort without really understanding where you're at. The second thing is to differentiate yourself. So I'm in a market that, yeah, okay, there's other people who make stuff like this, but how am I going to be different? Well, I want to market to Canadians. I want to make sure I have a good price-value relationship. You know, I ship from Canada. I want to have the biggest assortment of anybody in Canada. So those kind of things are what I want to stand for. So there's lots of players. You can buy some products at big box stores, but I want to have those things that stand me out. So that's really important. And to me, it's important to have that vision, to make sure that you know what you stand for, what you want to be, and where you want to go. Yeah. That will change over time, and it's okay for it to change. But once you have something, try to stay focused on it. Otherwise, you're all over the place, and you don't get the traction that you want to get. And with that, then the next one is adjust and adapt. So you may want to go this way. Something's going to say you need to go that way. Well, then adjust. And you're going to have to make that change. And lastly, I would say know the economics.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, there's a lot of things to consider. So, yeah, you can do the website entry at a relatively low price. There's lots of other things. I'm in the business where I need inventory, and I have to consider logistics. I have to take shipping and all kinds of that. So know the economics of what you're getting into, because that can hold you back. So, and where you want to start. If you can't be this big because the economics, yeah, then start here and build.
Your plan.
Exactly.
And Kathy.
And I touched on it a little bit earlier when I said, make sure your product pages are awesome. And so we're always actually changing our product pages. We add testimonials because people go there, they're ready to buy. You don't want to lose them. Yeah. They want to hear what the other people are saying about your product. They want to see the videos of what they're saying about your product. They want to know all the specs. They want to know how to take care of your product. We put that all on there. And then we have a social media platform there where they can actually say, before they buy, to their friends, what do you think about this product before we buy? And then the live chat that we have there as well. So those are the things that I think, because you can't be there in person like you are in the olden days when they came into the store and bought. So have all the information there for them, easily accessible.
Great advice.
Yeah.
And Duram.
These are all excellent points. I'll maybe take a different tact and reframe just how do you approach your website and your social media so that it can do more for you, free up your time, so you can focus on your business. We've got more traditional online e-commerce where they've got something that they're going to ship out. But I think it's really important for the small business owners listening or those who want to start out, even if you have a service, there really isn't anything that you can't transact online. So if you're the plumber or the landscaper,
or service industry.
A service industry. The other thing is look at your site and talk to someone, talk to others in business, or talk to an expert like web.com about what other features exist that I could make my site maybe burn some calories and really work for me.
Yeah.
You know,
good term.
You've got contractors, renovators. We've got a customer that renovates basements. And when we were done with his website, that big call to action was a request to quote. Mm-hmm. And to your point, there was a tab with testimonials, and there was another tab that had example upon example of the work he's done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that site is doing the work for him. And when they fill out that lead form, he'll get it in real time to his smartphone, and he can choose when he's going to get back to it. He might be in the middle of a job. He can do it at coffee or do it at the end of the workday. And, you know, his site is working for him.
Each of you have, I think, inspired everyone today. But before we finish up, I wanted to ask one parting question, and it's really around advice for the Canadian entrepreneur who's either thinking of starting a business, maybe they've already started, and really around how are they going to reach their someday?
Well, the first thing I'd say to everybody is be brave. Mm-hmm. Do it. If you have a dream, try to follow it. But be smart about it. And it takes time. You're not going to make it happen overnight. So take your time, take the steps, and don't expect it to explode overnight. It takes, you know, a year, 2 years. So be prepared to run the course. And the other thing is seek expertise, because you can't do it alone. You've got help in a website hosting. You've got help with your financial institution and people that you know.
Yeah.
You talk to people about it. Next thing you know, hey, I know somebody. And that's how I found a lot of my resources. I know a person. And so you end up talking to a lot of people. And you have to have passion for it. At the end of the day, you need to have passion for what you're doing. And Kathy's mentioned that before, that it's important that you believe in what you're doing, and that it excites you every day. And that'll keep the fuel going for all of it.
Great words.
And what I would add to the passion, because I think that is the most important thing, that you have passion and you love what you do, as long as it pays.
Because good quite idea. Honestly, gotta make money.
You know, you can love what you do and you're not getting paid for it and there's no profit in it and it's going to fail. Or you could hate what you do and make a lot of money and then something inside of you will fail.
Yeah.
So it's that's the kind of thing that you have to make sure that you have. But you know what? You said about being brave. You have to be intrepid because confidence breeds good business. Even if you make mistakes, if you're confident going in, just do it. Just make that decision. Oh. If it backfires on you, just believe in it and just pick up your boots and go.
This has been The Sound of Small Business, brought to you by RBC Royal Bank. For more advice and stories of small business success, subscribe to the podcast in iTunes or search for The Sound of Small Business wherever you find podcasts. And visit rbc.com/buildingbusiness, where you can find advice and tips on how to start, manage, or grow your business. Thanks for listening. This podcast series is intended as general information only and is not to be relied upon as constituting legal or other professional advice. No endorsement of any third parties or their advice, opinions, information, products, or services is expressly given or implied by the Royal Bank of Canada or any of its subsidiaries.